Hey guys, I'm Christina, and this is your Daily Nerd Devo. So now we have the Kwisatz Haderach, or something like it. The one who can be many places at once. The one who can see the golden path, the path humanity needs to take into the future to ensure survival and ultimate prosperity. Hooray! What do we do now? More importantly, what does he do? And will he follow through with it, even if it means going down a path he'd rather not follow? Even if he can't necessarily see the logic of it. The end of Dune finds Paul Atreides in just that situation. Paul's golden path places him in a state where he must weigh his personal ethics against galactic conquest with the needs of the human race to survive. Able to see all possible futures for humanity, but without a deity to guide and support him, he spends the entirety of the next book in the series, Dune Messiah, wrestling with this problem, to the point where the end result for him is to avoid the choice entirely and leave it to his son to resolve in the next three books of the series. In the end, Paul could see the path, could see what he needed to do, but he couldn't bring himself to do it because he couldn't resolve how it made sense. Some of my favorite Bible stories are the ones that don't make any sense. And I don't mean the usual sort of don't make sense, the ones that are just off the wall defying the laws of nature bonkers. Take Joshua 6, 2 through 5, for example. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and its fighting men. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times with the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse and the army will go up, everyone straight in." If those orders came from a regular person, no matter how powerful, you'd seriously question the sanity of the person giving them. But it wasn't a person. It was God himself. And it worked. All that was needed was a bit of trust that even if it didn't all make sense right now, even if it wasn't happening in a way that made sense to the people it was happening to, it was part of his plan and he was working with a much bigger picture than everyone else. I feel like we need to recover some of that trust nowadays. The trust that even though things aren't happening the way you want and things feel counterintuitive, that it's all part of God's bigger picture, his golden path. It's not supposed to make sense to us. We were not the intended consumer. But unlike Paul, we have someone who does understand and will stop at nothing to get us where we need to be. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Nerdy Devos, hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also come hang out with us on our Facebook group, The Nerd of God Squad. I'm Christina from the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, you are a vital piece of the puzzle God made. Take care.